From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Judge Sonia Sotomayor returns to Capitol Hill today for her second day of confirmation hearings to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the first day, senators used their opening statements to lay out battle lines. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Republicans made it clear that they will challenge Sotomayor on her view of a judge's proper role. Ranking Member Jeff Sessions of Alabama was one of many who criticized the idea that a judge should have empathy.
Empathy for one party is always prejudice against another.
But Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse said a judge must empathize with the difficult circumstances faced by the less powerful among us.
If you have empathy for those people in this job, you are doing nothing wrong.
When Sotomayor's turn to speak finally arrived, she said her judicial philosophy is simple.
Fidelity to the law. The task of a judge is not to make law, it is to apply the law.
She said her background helps her listen and understand, but the law always determines the outcome of a case. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama travels to Warren, Michigan today to talk about education and the economy. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Today, President Obama gives a speech at Macomb Community College in Warren, Michigan. He'll talk about the importance of continued education beyond high school. Just yesterday, his Council of Economic Advisors issued a report about the jobs of the future, which it predicts will be in sectors like healthcare and the environment. And those jobs will call for workers who are well-trained and educated. Also today, the president will make what's surely to be bigger news by stopping in St. Louis, Missouri to throw out the first pitch at the All-Star Game in Busch Stadium. He will be joined by former presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The space agency will try again tomorrow to launch Space Shuttle Endeavour. Launch managers halted last night's countdown just minutes before Endeavour and its seven-member crew were supposed to blast off. Lightning and storms had popped up on both sides of the launch site. It was NASA's fifth launch attempt that ended in delay. Endeavour's International Space Station mission has now been grounded for the entire month. If the mission doesn't get off the ground soon, it may have to wait until July 26th so Russia can send up supplies to the space station. Endeavour would need to be out of the way before Russia's unmanned cargo ship can dock. The shuttle is carrying the final segment of Japan's $1 billion space lab. Endeavour is also carrying hundreds of pounds of food for the space station crew. Japanese stock prices rose today. The Nikkei average gained 211 points, or 2.3%, to end a nine-day losing streak. Investors were encouraged by fresh hopes for improved bank earnings and signs the Asian economy is recovering. This is NPR News. In California, major banks say they will no longer cash the IOUs being issued by the state government. The IOUs are helping the state save cash while elected officials tried to hammer out a deal to close a $26 billion budget gap. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
According to Beth Mills, spokeswoman for the California Bankers Association, the banks hope their refusal to accept the IOUs would spur government leaders to reach a deal on the overdue budget. But Tom Dressler, spokesman for the state treasurer's office, said it's logical to conclude that the potential for hardship has increased. Meanwhile, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is taking his case directly to the people with this new TV ad.
I will not sign a budget with higher taxes that causes businesses to leave or more jobs to vanish. And I will not sign a budget that does not address the waste, fraud, and abuse in our government.
Talks between lawmakers and the governor over the weekend resulted in the first noticeable progress in a while, but the major issues, what programs get slashed, have not yet been settled. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
A discrimination lawsuit has been filed against a suburban Philadelphia swim club that canceled the memberships of dozens of minority children. The lawsuit was brought Friday by an attorney for about 60 children and demands unspecified damages. It alleges that the Valley Club in Huntington Valley discriminated against the children on the basis of race. Swim club officials say the decision was made out of safety considerations because there were too many children in the pool. The Pennsylvania Human Rights Commission is investigating. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.